Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 61, I am the light of the world. You may or may not be able to relate to this statement. Perhaps today you are in a place of feeling as though you can't even find the light, much less be the light of the world. But this lesson is teaching us that being the light of the world is our only function, and that is why we are here. It is though we are a ray of the sun to the sun, God being the source of that light. And that light shines through us and from us, even on those days when we cannot find it or even relate to it. Today, whatever it is that stands in your way of accepting the power that dwells within you or the light that God has placed there himself, let us be willing to turn that over to the Holy Spirit. The world would give us 100 reasons and then 100 more as to why we have done it wrong, we have felt it wrong, we have not shown up in the right way, we have not been present for others, that we should feel guilty, that we should feel small, powerless, empty, and alone. The world gives us many reasons why what God has willed is not true. And we either align with what is not true, or we accept what is true. There is nothing and nowhere in between. Today, as we withdraw our temptation to focus on what is not true, we place it on what is true, that we are the light of the world, that it is our only function, and that is why we are here. And of course, this will express in many different ways into the world. Whether it is working at a factory, or being at home with your children, or simply being alone in a forest, we are still the light of the world. The Course teaches us that wherever we walk, it is holy ground, that the world was created such that we could simply gaze upon it, that this world that we look to find our identity, our safety, and our protection is an effect of our consciousness and nothing more. It is not our source. It is not our protection. It is certainly not our safety. Today we withdraw our temptation to focus on what is not true, even though there are many compelling reasons and there is tangible evidence to say we are guilty, powerless, weak, frail, and incapable. Today we will withdraw the temptation to allow ourselves to align with what is not true, and we will bring our alignment, our focus, our trust, and our attention back to what is true. God's love is total. God's plan for our happiness is complete. And if we will accept our true identity as one with Him, that we are the light of the world, we will be shown the benefits of reclaiming our identity. As we stand upon the mat of truth, today we acknowledge that suffering is impossible because God never created suffering. Illness is impossible because God never created illness. Pain is impossible because God did not create pain. And to the degree that we are suffering from lack, pain, illness, despair, anything that God did not create, it is not true. And if we will go to what is true, this is where the miracle occurs. The miracle is the result of a shift in perception. Today, we are willing to see our situation differently, that we could embrace and experience that miracle. We are the light of God. We are the light of the world.